Hey, tonight we're going to share about Summit and the experience that a couple folks had. I know that there was about 25 people that went, which was really awesome. It was really cool to see us all on Wednesday, the first day of the conference, wearing our green shirts, and so I appreciate all y'all that wore your green shirts tonight. At the end, I want to have all you guys come up, but before we do that, I have four brave souls who are going to do a Summit Money, which is just a little cap of their experience at Summit and what they got out of it. So let's hear it for Betty. She's going to be our first one. Okay.
Well, I've already introduced myself, so I'll just, I will mention that I'm experiencing victory over a lifetime of sugar addiction, and don't laugh at that because that's a real serious problem. For me, Summit is a number of images captured in my memory. From the moment we arrived on campus, we were welcomed in a most extraordinary fashion. As we walked to get our notebooks on Tuesday afternoon, you would have thought that we were the Seahawks returning to the roaring ovation of the 12th man in Safeco Stadium. Returning to that roaring crowd, and each day after that, we were greeted with warmth and enthusiasm. And just so you can experience just a snippet of that, this is day two, not day one, day two. Day one, they had Mickey Mouse hands. It was really cool. It's also the opportunity to listen to some of the best Christian leaders of our day. Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, and on Thursday, Rick Warren. Let's take a look. Well, it's not the best picture, but anyway. frozen forever in a moment of time. They shared with us and they challenged us to reach higher, to grow deeper, and to serve with passion. There were testimonies of changed lives and the miracles that follow. And music, oh my gosh, music that lifted off the top of the worship center. Not literally, but honestly, you could just feel like the skies opened. We were in the presence of the mighty power of an almighty God. Summit is also a time when we can catch up with those that we have served with all year. It's wonderful to have time to enjoy each other's company and dream about how we can make CR the best that it can be. These are a few of us sharing together on the grass. We would always share lunch together like this, all 25 of us, or 23 of us, and enjoyed it very much. One of the most precious memories for me would have to be the last general session in which we were given 3x5 cards on which to list those things that might hold us back in the coming year. Those hurts that carried from the past, heartaches today, and worries of the future were to be listed on that card. I was amazed to see 3,000 plus people leave their seats, stand in line, take a hammer and a nail, and place those cards on one of four crosses that were erected around the auditorium. For me, I added two small packs of sugar and put it on top of my card and nailed right through the center of it, symbolizing for me placing all of my addiction on the cross of Christ. What a moment that was. Our lives at Summit are forever changed as a result of it. thank you so much for all the help, the car washes, everything that you did, the breakfasts that were served to help us get there. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Dan, and I'm a grateful believer celebrating victory over an addiction to drugs and alcohol. Amen. Well, this was my first summit, and it won't be my last. Summit impressed me in two ways. The first was, I am here for the newcomer. Celebrate Recovery is calling its third decade the decade of the newcomer, and 4 years ago, that was me. Only by walking through the doors of CR did I begin to find a solution to my chaos. Here, I learned how to step into healing and hope. Christ came to give me life, a life full of peace and joy. This newcomer got rid of anger, addiction, disappointment, and hopelessness. Christ did that for me through Celebrate Recovery, and now I must encourage the next newcomer who comes through the door. The least I can do is share what Jesus has done for me with those seeking healing and hope. Summit helped me to see this and provided good training and examples to follow. The second impression came on the last day of Summit. I was impressed to feel I am not alone. Thanks to some early risers like Greg and Nick, our group enjoyed front row seats all week long. Yes. But on the last day, the very last session of the last day, Melinda and I were a little late, and we sat in the back in the upper tier. And I was now able to see all 3,000 plus people gathered there. People who were there for the same reason I was, the purpose of finding healing and hope. We shared one heart, one mind, and one spirit. It came to me that I was in a cloud of witnesses. I found the scripture, it's Hebrews 12:1, and it says this, "Since we are surrounded by such a cloud of witnesses, let us throw off every weight that slows us down, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus." Friends, today I am here in this cloud of witnesses called Rolling Hill Celebrate Recovery. God bless you. I'm learning how to get rid of every hurt, habit, and hang-up that weighs me down so I can run, not walk or stumble. I can run the race of recovery. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Casey. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, and I'm finding victory over love and relationship addiction and sexual integrity. So I'm glad that Betty was very enthusiastic, because mine sounds really depressing. This was my third time going to Summit, and it's always a spiritual high. Coming back, we are vulnerable to spiritual attack, and this year for me, it has looked like being completely overwhelmed and tired and feeling quite inadequate. I really am inadequate in so many ways, but I know I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. Tonight, I mainly wanted to bring to your attention that there is more to Celebrate Recovery than what we are doing here at RCR on Wednesday nights. There is also Celebrate Recovery for kids. They call it Precovery. The official curriculum for kids is called Celebration Place. I and many others would love to see it come to our CR. So I don't know my place in this at this point, but I've committed to praying for it, as I hope many of you will do. There is also a CR for teenagers called The Landing. This is not so much pre-recovery as full-on recovery, because so many of today's teens are already struggling with their own hurts, habits, and hang-ups. So please join me and pray about Celebration Place and The Landing and getting them started here at our church. It takes many volunteers. It's a huge plus if the leaders have gone through Celebrate Recovery, but not absolutely mandatory that every single leader has. Both of these programs would meet on Wednesday nights as well so that the whole family can attend together. And tonight I'm also speaking for my husband, Chris, who couldn't be here. He is actually the Celebrate Recovery Inside coordinator for our CR. If you don't know what that means, just listen a little longer. This is what Chris wanted me to say about CR Inside. God is doing some amazing things using our regular CR attendees to bring Celebrate Recovery inside local prisons. God is using the CR step studies and curriculum to give hope and healing to inmates who may never be released and to many who will be released soon. We need more volunteers to lead step studies inside and also be involved in their regular CR meetings. We have a presence in both men's and women's facilities, and it's a great way to work your 12-step. It makes a big impact on the inmates' lives and the lives of their families. We are also working on building a Celebrate Recovery Inside Out team, which will help mentor and walk alongside men and women who are being released so that they can be successful and continue to find hope and healing through Jesus and Celebrate Recovery on the outside. Please see Chris if you are at all interested in learning more about CR Inside or CR Inside Out.
I'm glad I got to be last because I have all the superficial stuff. First, I have seven things that I was impressed with. First was the whole Saddleback Church campus. It reminded us of the Bridgeport Mall, a lot of buildings, each dedicated to some part of the church ministry. All of the breakout classes were held in those buildings. For some reason, most of the ones I attended were on the third floor. All the breakout sessions had excellent leaders and materials, and also there was a building called the Refinery. It has a restaurant, a theater. It's kind of a multi-purpose building. It was packed with people in food lines, lots of opportunity for conversation in those lines. I met a guy who was from Finland, but living in Japan. Overall, I was impressed with what God has done with this huge church. The second was the worship. There were four worship bands. One of them was a youth group band. The music was amazing. The singing was amazing. And as mentioned, we sat up front. And I remember turning around and looking back at this huge crowd singing together. It made me tearful to see that much joy in one place. It was how I imagine it will be when we all get to heaven and worship with the Lord 10,000 years and then forevermore. Then three, there was the fellowship of our team. There were 23 people who went, received a blessing, but also blessed each other. By being together and getting to know each other better, that interaction will have a huge profit to CR here at Rolling Hills, but was also huge for me to connect faces with personalities. We got to see each other in a new light. Four, the cookies and donuts at the breaks were fabulous. It kicked me right back into my sugar addiction, which I'm still fighting out of. And because the breaks were short, they had these guys in the bathrooms directing you to the next stall so you wouldn't, so they kept us flowing through there, flowing in many ways, I guess. Thank you. Five, the theme was the decade of the newcomer. We were reminded many times that newcomers are what CR is all about. We definitely came to CR for our own growth. But as we grow, we need to reach out to others. Each newcomer is a potential changed life focused on Jesus Christ. And without a focus on Jesus, all the work of recovery falls short. If you are here tonight and are new to CR, we're happy to see you here. We want to want you to get on this roller coaster ride with us. Hold on and get ready for growth and for freedom. 6, the testimonies and the speakers were inspiring and powerful. I particularly enjoyed Rick Warren's talk on influence. One of his points was that we all already have influence of some kind, sometimes good and sometimes bad. Another point was that if we are not influencing others, they are influencing us. God is using Rick Warren as a driving force in Christianity today, and I could see why. 7, and lastly, I was moved by the opportunity to make a list of the things I need to give to God, and then we literally nailed those to the cross. You saw it. 3,000 people did this together. It was a moving experience. Next year, if you have a chance to go, then definitely do it.
If you are interested in going to Summit next year, there's always a crowd of leaders that go. It's a great experience. I would welcome and invite anybody interested to start asking questions. You can ask any of us with the green shirt on, or the ones without the green shirt, the stripes, and green pants, any shade of green. Seriously though, we want to be able to share with you the experience that we had, and it is a great experience, and there's always an opportunity for many people to go. We are amazing here at the CR in that we are really self-run, and the gifts that you guys give throughout the year help us send people down to Summit. We do car washes and other fundraisers throughout the year. So if you are interested, it's never too early to start showing your enthusiasm and putting forth the effort, because you will get rewarded. It will pay off. You'll be glad you did it. Can I invite all the rest of you folks to come up here on stage that came to Summit? So this was fun. We all had a lot of fun.
Yay.
Yeah,
that's it. Huh?
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.